Well, this is World Wrestling Resource Conference Call for Thursday, July 12th. We have we'd like to thank our sponsor, Defense Soap, and ASICS for the call. With Terry Brands and Dennis Hall, it's Junior Nationals Week coming up next week. We're going to kind of just reminisce back on what the value that it gave you guys coming through wrestling Junior Nationals, both world champs, Terry and Dennis. So, Dennis, just start with you. You're a three-time Greco Junior National champion. What matches kind of stick out, and how did it help prepare you for going on to the world level?
You know, my junior national championship, the finals matches I wrestled, I believe, I think I wrestled Broderick Lee in the finals, and he was a national champion in 1997 at the U.S. Open, so he's tough. He competed later on in his career, wrestled international tournaments and stuff like that. My junior year, I wrestled Jim Grunewald. He was on the 2000 and 2004 Olympic team. So I beat him in the finals. It was a good match. And then my senior year, I wrestled a guy, Van Fraunhofer. He ended up wrestling at the senior level, trying to make Olympic and world teams. Never made one, but he was always in the thick of things and a dangerous competitor. So a lot of the guys that I wrestled at junior nationals, you know, in the finals, went on to wrestle at that Olympic and world level. And on one of my brackets, I saw a lot of guys that have won NCAA titles, that have made world teams and things like that. It was funny, I was looking at my senior year junior national team bracket, and TC Dancer was on there. Olympian from 2008. So it's the Junior Nationals is a great tournament, and you test your skills against the best kids in the country at your age level, and it just teaches you that, you know what, you got to keep working hard, and, you know, guys at that level that are wrestling at that level at the national tournament, a lot of those guys will be competing against to make future world and Olympic teams.
Yeah, and the guys that are wrestling Greco-Roman are really probably doing it for the love of the sport, and there's some great athletes in there. Yeah, Terry, what did you take out of Junior Nationals and maybe some of the experiences you took from it?
I did not qualify my freshman year, and then my sophomore year, junior year, senior year, I was second, fourth, and third, or second, fifth, and third. I don't even really remember, I guess. I just know that I didn't win it, and I know that I got beat in those years. And, you know, as we were talking about earlier off the call, we were talking, and, you know, it was a measuring stick and where I needed to be. And really, you know, even though it gets your attention whether you win or lose, it maybe gets a little bit more of your attention and gets you to be, you know, on the up and up with your training, and it catches the kinks in your armor and allows you to really, you know, see where you're at. And it's a measuring, and just like Dennis said, it's a measuring stick. And just like Dennis said, you know, there's a lot of guys in those brackets, you know, that were competitors throughout my entire career. So it's an important tournament. USA Wrestling does a really good job with it, and it's a very, very important tournament from a recruiting aspect. We talked about that on a call a month ago or so, and how we look for the guys that are competitive there. It's not necessarily the winner, but it's the guys that can fight and hold up through that, you know, week-long event, Greco-Roman and freestyle wrestling.
It's interesting you say that, guys that can fight and hold up. It's kind of off the cuff. We had talked at camp. It was just kind of random with Ray Brinzer. He was telling a story about, at that time, Alan Freed had won a few junior national titles, and he wanted to go to Iowa, and Gable was really stated, well, he's staying with the Brands, and those were his guys, and you guys obviously came through, so that kind of fight.
That was the same thing for me. I had talked to Gable about coming down and wrestling at Iowa, and he basically said that, you know what, we don't have any money, but if you want to come down and wrestle and try and make the team, I could have, and I chose Wisconsin, but it was the same thing. But you know, looking back, who knows, if I had went down there, I think it might have been better for my career. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, you want to talk a little bit about when Gable started really recruiting you and how that all took place for you to go to Iowa?
I just remember the first time I saw him was at Junior Nationals. He was standing in the bleachers at the Unidome, and just the presence, that type of thing. And, you know, I mean, I knew where I wanted to wrestle, and I also knew that I had a long ways to go, and it was very motivational. And, you know, I think I wrote myself a note that I wanted to be one of Gable's boys one day when I was in fifth or sixth grade, and I knew it was a long road to hoe, and, you know, I wasn't a great wrestler with a lot of championships behind me. So it was the work, the style of wrestling, I think, and the never, ever, ever, ever quit type of style that, you know, we brought to the mat that I think got his attention. It wasn't necessarily, I mean, Freed beat me, you know, my senior year. He beat me in the semifinals to put him in the finals, I believe. It knocked me out of the championship round the year I got third. And, you know, I know Danny Knight beat my brother at the state freestyle match to qualify for what's now called Fargo or the Junior Nationals. So, you know, and those are guys that we competed against our entire collegiate career. And even Tom, you know, they followed each other all the way into the international scene of the U.S. Open where they met a couple times.
Mm-hmm. So you were talking about that earlier off the call. You used that as motivation. Obviously, you turned the tables on at college on him, and it was kind of fuel for the fire. So, you know, thanks, guys, for sharing that. I think it's testimony to wrestlers that how they do in junior nationals is a great experience. They want to go on to be national champs or world champs on that level, and that if looking to get recruited, that college coaches most generally are looking for guys that are competing and have fight as much as they are with the outcome at that point.
I think the general rule or the lesson that you can get from this call alone is, you know, look at Dennis Hall. He's a three-time junior national champion. Very recruitable person because of the way that he wrestles and his style of wrestling. And then you look at somebody else maybe that was never a champion, but very recruitable because of the style of wrestling. It's not necessarily that Dennis was a three-time junior national champion that got coaches' attention. It wasn't necessarily that a guy that never won wasn't going to be able to be successful in international and Division I wrestling. So you have both spectrum there from, you know, the level of wrestling from a championship caliber junior wrestler to just an All-American junior wrestler, but because of the style and the approach to the sport, both ways or both levels of wrestling were able to continue to grow and, you know, build into senior level world and Olympic contenders. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting week. It starts July 14th. It's supposed to draw over 3,000 wrestlers on 18 mats. They're going to be live streaming the finals matches, and on mats, actually, they're going to be live streaming via the mat TV. So it's going to be a great opportunity for even wrestling fans that can't always make it out there to support and follow their wrestlers as well as college coaches looking to recruit. I'll definitely be looking online myself. And, Terry, are you planning on being down there for that event?
I get there Tuesday, and I'll be there. You betcha.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Anything else, guys, on this week's call?
I just want to say one more thing. With Junior Nationals, as far as regards to that, I wrestled freestyle my freshman year of high school out at Junior Nationals. I went 2-2, and I remember being on the bus ride home saying I hated that feeling of not placing. And I said, I'm going to come back and win this thing next year. And I came back. I wrestled both styles my sophomore year. I ended up fifth in freestyle and then won the Greco. So I think it's motivating. It teaches you, you know, how to set goals. Just because if you don't do as well as you had hoped, you can always do better. And it was very motivating for me after not placing as a freshman in freestyle.
You make a good point, and there's so many nationals that are watered down with little national tournaments sponsored by a bunch of, you know, probably people looking to make a little bit of money, but these are the true nationals. These are the junior nationals and the cadet nationals, and people will remember these even as they become world champs. These are memorable. These are the nationals, and great experiences that wrestlers should try and capitalize on if they can. Anything, Terry, you were going to say?
I was just going to say all I know, and I'm glad I didn't run into Dennis Hall up there.
That would have been a great match. I'm sure a lot of people would have, that would be on YouTube probably.
I got to run. I wish everybody the best, and I thank the defense help. So I got to run, guys.
Okay, thanks,
okay.
Terry. Thanks,
Terry.
Thanks, defense help. And sponsor.
Just want to say I was doing a wrestling camp this week just to give defense hope a little plug. We had a little bit of skin problem at it. Kids were bringing defense soap wipes to the camp. The wipes are great. You can use those on the body right before you get on the mat. So kids were using them. It works well.
Yep, thanks. All right, that ends our call. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.